All right. It's a good afternoon. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Tech. And today we will discuss the issue of, this issue keeps coming back, and then it comes back with different solutions, different challenges. Not climate change, though, but we are going to look at something, because when we talk about climate change, some of you feel like it's something that is not, part of us. But the effects of climate change are felt everywhere. But today we are looking at the issues of waste management, especially managing waste. And of course, we still are going to have somebody who is an expert in this area. Due to technical issues, we could not, get him, because he's in Nigeria, and sometimes the issues of network. But there are experts that have come up with some possible solutions. There could be solutions that would help in mitigating the issue, the challenges of waste management. Now, most of the time, I want to focus on electronic waste. Now, electronic waste and how to dispose them, or how to dispose them. And there are also issues of, recycling. The issues of recycling that we are also going to look into. That there are some materials that are recyclable, if there's such a word, that can be recycled, that can be remade into, that can be remanufactured. Yes, there are things that can be reused. The reusables need not to be thrown away. For example, if you have a fridge that is not working, like a deep freezer that is no longer cooling, instead of throwing it away, why don't you convert it into something? Convert it into something where you keep your stuff, like a cupboard or something. Just wash it nicely, put it outside to dry. Then you turn it into something, into a storage something. Because this fridge has some components that if you throw them into the dustbin, or you throw them, then the municipality trucks come and collect it to the dumping site, and then it's dumped there, and then, they burn them. There are certain components that might be pollutants to the air and to the ground. So the whole world will be full of toxic coming from this, the elements or components of this type of material. So to avoid that, you need to reuse this. If something is no longer working, it's no longer working, turn it into something. If you have a car, it's no longer, or the roadworthy, it's beyond repair, you can turn parts of that car into a donkey cart, or into a cart that you can use for in the village to transport but especially things that can be reused. Of course, for example, cell phone batteries. The problem that we have also is that in our developing countries, there are no places where in most developing countries, there are no places where one can take their waste, where they can do recycling. So that's a problem, and people dump everything anywhere. So flood comes or rain falls, and certain things would find themselves into the sea and then pollute the sea and endanger marine life. So they will pollute the sea and endanger marine life. And while we are there, there's also what we call, you know, nuclear waste. And most of this nuclear waste cannot be degraded. It's not degradable. So even if you dispose them, the land will be waste for decades. The land will be laid waste for hundreds of years. So, and if there are no mechanisms to dispose them properly, the world will suffer from pollution. Now today we'll look at certain solutions that have been brought forth to mitigate the issues of electronic waste. Those issues are, you know, smart dustbins, for example. They've come up with a smart dustbin. What a smart dustbin does, most people don't sort their waste when they are getting rid of stuff. They don't really know which one is reusable. They just put everything into the bins. So what a smart bin is projected to come and do, it will help. It will have an automated tracking system that will be able to recognize certain materials that can be reused and certain materials that are non-reusable, if there's such a word. Then waste will be sorted accordingly. So it will be sorted accordingly, that the recyclable will be easily tracked, and they are found and then they can be picked up for recycling. And this will prevent a lot of waste. Now there are 3.5 billion waste material in the world. That is 3.5 billion waste materials in the world. And the concerning part is most of the technology that is being made right now, the gadgets are like phones and laptop batteries, you know, most of these components contain certain elements that are very dangerous to the earth. They contain elements that are very dangerous to the earth, that once they are disposed or once they are burned, they pollute the air. Once they are thrown into the water, they pollute the water. And people will suffer. People will suffer from, you know, certain hormonal disorder because of getting exposed to, or they consumed food or fish that consumed, you know, toxic, then the cycle or the food chain will be affected. And in other areas of the world, because of too much air pollution, a lot of people suffer from respiratory problems. They have respiratory issues because of the polluted air. And they are saying that, according to the research, the world is running out of pure water. So much of the water reserves, reservoirs are polluted, are contaminated. So the world is running out of, you know, pure water. But there is something that I call ethical pollution, or ethical contamination, which in the long run also contributes to disorders, like the water purifying methods that we use. Water that is, of course, put when we put chlorine to make sure that we neutralize certain, you know, impurities in water. So chlorine is not an angel either, because it's also a detergent that is not related to, it's not part of nature. It's made in, it's a factory. These are chemicals that are there to purify water. So they also contribute in the long run to the hazardous health of, you know, the people that consume this type of water. Now, if you have these smart dustbins that they are talking about, these are yet but dreams. And before we get to the point of owning these smart bins, which will take long, the world by that time will already be contaminated by a lot of, you know, a lot of waste materials that cannot be degraded by natural means. And the world must already be suffering from pollution caused by the processes of disposing these electronic wastes or electronic waste materials. So companies that are more tech-driven, they are working on coming up with smart dustbins. Maybe this will be owned by the government or municipality, that the municipal dustbin will have an automated system that tracks the recyclable materials. And maybe they can be sorted out and then be recycled and be reused. Now, there is also these dustbins then will be, you know, there will be a, what they call the e-waste kiosks. The e-waste kiosks are places where, places that are installed in place in areas where people can go to dispose their, waste, whatever materials they have, and then get cash for it, get cash for certain things. This can also work. Those are called the electronic kiosks. These, the e-waste, electronic waste kiosks, where you go and you dispose of your waste and then you get cash. So, and this was developed in some country, in some countries by companies that are called, the company that is called, Smart Recycling Brand. They don't offer money for broken stuff, but they can take, tablets, phones, MP3 players of all conditions, and then they recycle them. So that's number two. Number three, you have artificial intelligence recycling, robots. So there are recycling centers in the world. There are few of them, but they are also not successful, in making sure that, electronic waste is disposed properly, and things still find themselves in waterways or, you know, in sometimes productive agricultural productive land. Then, the centers also are faced by the challenge of not having workforce. You know, we have seen in the world of COVID-19 when even hospitals and the health, you know, fraternity around the world was suffering from lack of manpower. So this is when artificial intelligence driven e-waste or recycling robotic systems can be brought in to fill that gap. And there's a robot, or there's a company called Amprobotic. So it's a startup. They have designed a robot that also assists in tracking recyclable materials. It is meant to assist government in recycling wastes. So all this type of technology is yet but a dream to us in as far as African countries are concerned. And even Europe, certain European countries don't yet have this. So these are at a level of, you know, at a startup level. So anything can go wrong, but I'm just listing them so that you understand that these are the solutions that are being, you know, thought of by, these are solutions that are being thought of by companies. And then you have the process of artificial intelligence waste sorting that is done by, of course, robots that can sort out recyclable. The robots can get to the bins or to the dumping sites, and they are able to sort out the materials, everything that is dumped there. They're able to determine whether certain materials can be reused or can be recycled, and they are taken to recycling centers. And so, because most of the time when we throw out things, we do improper disposal of electronic waste. Certain things that are supposed to be recycled, they are actually thrown away or burnt, and they find themselves into places where they are not supposed to be, and they become contaminants. So artificial intelligence can assist in sorting in sorting out waste, and then come up with a proper process of disposing waste, electronic waste. And sometimes doing it manually as human being, certain things we may not be knowledgeable of, whether or not they are recyclable. And that will lead to an improper decision making as far as e-waste management is concerned. So, and though manual monitoring can be done, but there will be an extensive inefficiency. According to the researchers here, they are saying that artificial intelligence will be the best tool to assist in this regard, making sure that the waste are recycled properly. So one of those companies are Hera, the Italian company. So it's a one that is behind the innovation of artificial intelligence, electronic waste sorting. And they are busy fighting against climate change by keeping cities cleaner. And also they are fighting to reduce environmental damage caused by electronic waste materials. Now, we will be headed for a short break, and that will continue after this. Then we will have our solution in Africa, because these are solutions being innovated in other countries. But let's come back home after a short break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding.
Last call, Sir Tutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Limorisa Zasilimoses Tatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzi, Matutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, hospitality and event management, business administration, environmental studies, and postgraduate studies. www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele ruofisi zetu kaofi, mwamre ningiwa winduk, toropo yanku renkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wala this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama, 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzula piri niva IUM.
Alright, now, we come back home. How do we deal with this electronic waste crisis? One of the things that we can do is, you know, if you have a laptop that is working better, why do you need to buy a MacBook? And if you are upgrading to a MacBook, at least you need to give that laptop away to somebody who is using it. Maybe one key is not working or something. Maybe there is a line in the screen that you don't like and you don't want to spend money. Why don't you give it to a learner, to somebody who is learning how to use computer, to practice on it instead of disposing the laptop or throwing it away? So instead of throwing it away, give it to somebody who can use it. You know, donate it to somebody who can use it. If you have a charger that is charging well, why do you need a new charger? If the charger that you have now is working better, why do you need a new charger? Or maybe you need a fast charger, or the C2 type of chargers. But you have a charger that is working properly and it is working well. So why do you need to migrate to an C2 type? So to keep you from being tempted of throwing a charger into the dustbin, and these kind of things, they contain certain components that may pollute the air once they are bent, or if there is an improper disposal of this type of, because it becomes an electronic waste. So the improper disposal process of this will expose the air to pollution, or the ground to pollution. And there were concerns in, I think, two, three years ago that Indonesia and other countries are suffering, you know, when their marine life was in danger because of a lot of e-waste that is dumped in the sea. So if those particles, marine life will feed on certain of these particles, that will change the hormonal system of marine life, or even destroy marine life completely. And if your resources, or if fish is one of the, you know, natural resources that need to be treasured, it need to be protected from all harm. And you as an ordinary citizen also have a role to play. That what do you have in your house that you want to throw away? Why are you throwing it away? Why don't you ask if there is anybody that needs it? If you have, like I said, a fridge, a deep freezer, even a fridge, just a fridge, normal fridge, it is no longer cooling, why don't you clean it? You can use it as, you know, you can transform it into a cabinet where you can store certain things. I'm not sure what you can store in there, but, well, certain things can fit in. Instead of just disposing it and then, you know, it pollutes the environment. So we need to find ways to reuse what we have. We need to find ways to reuse what we have. Now, in those days, when people didn't have vessels, the pods of wild lemon, the pods of wild lemon, uh, the You know, those wild lemon, if you know what a wild lemon is, they call them Kavango lemons, but they are called wild lemons. If you break that pod and you eat the seeds that are inside, those pods, when they are dried, they can be used to keep, you know. But these are natural materials. Of course, they are degradable. These are biodegradable. They are natural materials. So if they are disposed, they also contribute to, you know, the richness in nutrients of the, of the ground, of the earth, where we grow plants. Because unlike the electronic materials, so natural materials, tree stems and logs, they can, once they are, you know, degraded by the soil, they become manure. They contribute to the ground, so the natural cycle continue. But with electronic waste, you have a problem, because some of these are made out of, you know, mercury. They have components such as mercury, lead, nickel, and they emit certain gases when they are disposed by means of fire. You will have sulfur dioxide, for example. You will have argon, you will have helium, you will have, you know, those gases that are dangerous to the environment. And they pollute the air. Now, in chemistry, we used to be taught about acid rain that is caused by sulfur dioxide. So I have never heard where acid rain has, you know, fallen. But science are saying that there could be acid rain that is very corrosive. Now, things like, there are things that cannot really be recycled, like broken stove, broken microwave. Those ones, one would not really know what to do with them. So, but things like having, you know, a phone that is just not, you know, maybe the phone is not working, the speaker is not working. Why don't you use it as a music player, as a Bluetooth something? Why don't you use it as a music player, an MP3 player, something that you can use to play music if it is charging and it can play music instead of just throwing it away? Say, I'm throwing this phone away because the speaker is not working, or maybe the camera is not working. But there are other things that are working, other functions that are working. So why don't you use it in other functions that are working instead of throwing it away? So that becomes, you know, the solution. Because in Africa, we may not have centers that recycles, that you can send the phone to be refurbished and it comes back into the market. You still use it as an MP3 player. You can still use it as, you know, if you have a laptop that is not working, the screen is not working, and maybe you cannot find the screen, why don't you bring it to me? Because I can use a computer without screen. So, for me, I don't need the screen. So donate it to me instead of throwing it away. You know, I'm just saying that. But, yeah, there are people that can operate computers without screen. So, and if you have a computer without screen, and you are trying to throw it away, it's made up of a lot of components that can be dangerous to the environment. And once they are improperly disposed, or maybe there is fire on the dump site, and those type of your laptop that you just threw away is part of the burning, it will pollute the air and it will pollute the ground. And for that not to happen, find out there are people that can use computers without screen, as long as it switches on. So once it's on, we will know what to do with it. So there are people who can use computers without screen. Now, there are also people that can refurbish your fridge and maybe turn it into something. You know, turn it into a cupboard, turn it into something again useful that instead of throwing it away and pollute the environment. Most of us have a lot of things that we are not even using, and we end up disposing them, and we end up, you know, contributing to environmental damage. But before you decide to throw away something, ask, maybe there's somebody who is going to use it. All these plastics are also part of electronic waste. Now, if you go to the shop, you can buy a reusable bag. You know, you buy a reusable bag that when you go to the shop again, you can still use it to carry stuff. The shop has this, I don't know what type of material that is, these carry bags are made, but they can be reused. And if you are going to buy salt, why don't you buy salt into a refill container that you can use? You just refill. So you go and you don't buy it in a packet, but you can buy it in a container or in a container that you can reuse. You can refill this container instead of throwing it away. If you go and buy, for example, Aromat, they are in reusable, you know, containers that you can just buy something, you can just refill. So that's one of the easiest ways that we can use, or we can do, one of the easiest things we can do to make sure that we don't damage the environment. While we are waiting for these technologies that are being listed here, the smart dustbin, the artificial intelligence robotic e-waste, and then there's e-waste kiosks and e-waste, sorting out mechanisms. We can do with what we have. We can go with what we have. Right. We are going for a short break, and of course, after a short break, I'll open my lines in case you have something to contribute to the conversation. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagadhanwa no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utire moshifo osho The Villager ni kwa ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeku goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe, nguka wahara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu, nithiringa itano, metumaraka kehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. konga oka epa kolela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakare keri mongo dioe paturura o account ae oshari eto turamo omosemba goe inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe shampa wa mana okuturamo omosemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume shampa watumo etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge ko The Villager ona ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake tumina inima weko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero opo ukare waguza kukarandifi tudengera nena kono rajeta tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari lela pay yimo nena nena tai adika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Right, we are back to continue. Is there any other way you think we can use to avoid polluting the environment? It is 12 minutes to 12. That's the time here. If you want to be part of the conversation, 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. So if your phone, for example, your phone does not want to update anymore, you know, it's old. For example, you have an iPhone 5. It doesn't want to download even the Eagle FM app. It doesn't want to download WhatsApp. What will you do with it? You would want to sell it, and if nobody's buying it, you would throw it away, right? But in throwing it away, you are depriving somebody an opportunity of, you know. Even, why don't you just give it to a child? Or why don't you use it for other things? The camera is still working. You can use it as, the camera is still working, or it even plays music. You can use it as a music player. You are just there with an MP3 player. That is your phone. You can use it as your notebook, where you just, you know, you take note, and you can use it as a notebook. In a meeting, you just take your iPhone 5 is even nice small. You can use it as a notebook, a diary, for example, you know, instead of throwing it away, because that one will not be recycled. Or will not be degraded by the earth. It will just pollute the earth when the earth will try to dispose it. So it will be polluting the ground. So instead of throwing it away, give it to somebody else who can use it. Maybe who can just put a card there just for calling. Some people can just use it for calling. You say it doesn't have WhatsApp. But I'm sure WhatsApp is still working in iPhone 5 and 5S. But there are other applications like Google that are not, you know, working. But you can still use Safari for, you know, to search. So give it to somebody who is learning. Give it to your cousin in the village there who doesn't yet understand what you understand. So give it to him. Let them use it instead of you throwing it away. And sometimes we throw it away because we literally don't want to share. So we literally don't want to share, so we throw it away. We throw things away. But we can use... These things can be reused. You know, these things can be reused. Why don't you give it, let it be a toy? Certain things can be changed into toys. They can be, you know, children can play with. Small children can play with. Can be changed into, you know, into toys that small little children can use to play when they are playing. So, and in that way, you are not disposing them and causing environmental damage, because environmental damage results into, you know, us no longer able to eat organic food, because maybe the components of that such a material may not be harmful to death, or to cause death, or to cause illness, but maybe they can alter certain, you know, genes or genetic makeups of plants and crops, and which will also alter the DNAs of maybe animals that are feeding on those grass, and eventually humans that are coming to eat those animals that ate the grass, that ate the grass that, you know, germinated on the soil that was contaminated by elements coming from your electronic devices. So it's a line up of things. So the soil gets contaminated, then the grass also gets altered, then your animals comes and eat, then the process continue up to humans. So it's a, it becomes a food web or a food chain that is corrupted. Right, it's still 6 minutes to 12. If you want to be part of the conversation, 083-288-401. You find people with, you know, everything just goes to the dustbin. Everything just goes to the dustbin. You have headphones that work one side, and you want to throw them away. But maybe the problem can be fixed. Why don't you give it to somebody in your neighbor there who is handy to say, fix these headphones. And then, or you have bought new headphones, you don't just feel like giving away, you want to throw them away. Why don't you give them to somebody who can use them? You know, why don't you give it to somebody, or give that set of headphones to somebody that can use them? Give that charger to somebody that can use it. And the laptop to somebody who is a learner, maybe that can practice. Even the keyboard, of computer keyboard that is not working, maybe certain the keys are no longer working. You are pressing them, but they are no longer typing. You can use that keyboard, you know, for educational purposes, to teach the children the keyboard of a computer, to say this is A, this is B. You know, you can do that. You can use that keyboard for something useful. Simple, but, you know, at least better than disposing it off and then polluting the environment. So the environment that we live in is in the red, is in danger. But most of the danger is posed by the improper disposal processes, or improper processes of disposing electronic wastes that we have. So the improper disposing of electronic waste leads to air pollution, to water pollution, and to land pollution. And when the water and air and the land is polluted, then the whole livelihood of the people in the world will be at stake, will be in danger, because we are no longer going to drink pure water. Water is contaminated. We are no longer going to eat pure food, because the ground that's agricultural productive land is contaminated, and we are no longer going to breathe nice pure oxygen, because oxygen is mixed up. And science was saying that oxygen is 21% and then 78% is nitrogen. 21% oxygen, and then at least 1% of carbon dioxide. And now they are saying oxygen is at 16%, if I'm not mistaken. So that's how dangerous things are becoming. So that's how dangerous the world is, you know, becoming. So it's a threat because of too much air pollution and water pollution, land pollution that comes from electronic waste, improper processes of, you know, waste, electronic waste management. After a short break, I'll come and say my goodbyes.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate ruyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wama futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tanga dhanwa no kutuwa mbepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otomuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otomuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwa ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeku goma baro, no matumaraka goku arukehe, nguka wahara uteithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu, nithiringa itano, mitumaraka kehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei, ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakareke ni mongozi.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda kokanjato koe ki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka tupurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mausemba goe, hogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pei nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndifi tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari ketatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pei yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Alright, this has been it for today, the Wednesday edition of Tech. And on my way out, let me just greet Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Good, how's it, Dwight?
I'm alright, man, I'm alright.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
the show, Franz?
No, the show is, we were talking about electronic waste management and how, you know, improper management of this waste can lead to an environmental catastrophe.
That's actually a good one, Franz, because I don't think Namibia has one, right?
Nope, not only Namibia. I mean, we don't have recycling centers much here now in Africa.
Yeah.
And that can deal with
electronics.
Yeah. But at the same time, I also don't think that we are at the alarming rate of electronic waste
yet.
As compared to India and of course Indonesia, and you know, because these countries were paid by other bigger countries such as the US to dispose of their waste. So India and Indonesia, to be specific, are the most countries that are, you know, are at risk of any environmental catastrophe because of the levels of electronic waste that, you know, they have accumulated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, which is good.
Because they receive money.
Yeah.
They used to receive money and, You know, there were only the big countries who say we have 2 billion per year to give you to at please we want to dump our waste in your country. Mm. So they designated a dumping site and say this is an American dumping site, and you only love the billions,
exactly,
without knowing that you are actually damaging the environment that will lead to a catastrophe more dire than the billions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Franz, thank you for that one. So just after the break, we'll get into the brand conversation.
Right.